Gracias. Ahora con nosotros tiene la palabra el señor Moller, director general de la oficina de la ONU aquí en Ginebra.
Thank you very much. Good morning, everyone, dear friends. It's a pleasure and an honor for me to be part of the opening of the second symposium on the indigenous peoples at the United Nations, organized by the Center for Documentation, Research and Information of Indigenous Peoples, and to welcome you all to the Palais des Nations. The cooperation between the United Nations and Indigenous Peoples goes back decades. Throughout this time, Geneva continued to play an important role in the discussions and in codification of the rights of Indigenous Peoples. The 1970s were a turning point for Indigenous Peoples' rights when the first international NGO conference on Indigenous Peoples was held here at the Palais des Nations. Several important processes have taken place since. Significant milestones have followed. The UN Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples was adopted in 2007 by the General Assembly as a result of decades of negotiations between member states and Indigenous peoples. It built the rights of Indigenous peoples and their specific situation into the international legal system and remedied the historic exclusion of Indigenous peoples from the international agenda setting. The Declaration is the most comprehensive instrument for guiding states and Indigenous peoples in developing law, policy guidelines, and that have an impact on Indigenous peoples in areas such as self-determination, use of land and resources, collective rights, economic, social, and cultural rights, equality and non-discrimination, and rights in relation to treaties, agreements, and other arrangements between Indigenous peoples and states. In other words, it sets minimum standards for the survival, dignity, and well-being of Indigenous peoples. International law and policy areas of the environment, intellectual property, and trade now include a broader perspective of Indigenous peoples' issues. Several mechanisms were created at the United Nations on Indigenous peoples' issues: the UN Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues, the Expert Mechanism, and the Special Rapporteur on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. These mechanisms provide a solid basis for monitoring, thematic expertise, research, and space for cooperation and discussions on Indigenous peoples' issues among relevant actors. The UN Voluntary Fund for Indigenous Peoples was established to assist representatives of Indigenous communities and organizations in attending the sessions of relevant mechanisms. And I encourage you to continue your constructive engagement with all of these mechanisms and bodies as we move forward together. We see more countries adopting the principles outlined in the Declaration in their policies and laws. The UN system, together with Indigenous peoples, have also developed specific policies to guide our work for Indigenous peoples. However, there is still much to be done in translating the Declaration into action. For example, Indigenous women continue to be the prime victims of discrimination all over the world. A recent report of the Expert Mechanism on Access to Justice asserted that Indigenous women were disproportionately at risk of facing violence in different regions of the world, and that access to justice for Indigenous women was very difficult, as they faced many different barriers, including legal ones. We still need to promote the Declaration and make it known across different countries, including among Indigenous peoples' communities, so that they can use it better to claim their rights. The most recent global historical event on the Indigenous peoples' issue, the first ever World Conference on Indigenous Peoples, took place in last September. We were all encouraged by the action-oriented outcome document geared towards matching promises and results. The outcome document requests the Secretary General to develop concrete proposals to enable Indigenous peoples and their institutions to participate more directly in UN activities. This is critical for Indigenous communities. And I assure you that the Palais des Nations, where you are here today, will always remain open, like it has always been, to representatives of Indigenous communities. Dear colleagues, the year 2015, in addition to being the United Nations 70th anniversary, is a decisive year to establish a new framework for the implementation of the Sustainable Development Goals in all its aspects for the decades to come. Preparations for the September summit are at their peak, and I encourage you to already look beyond this important milestone and explore Indigenous peoples' contributions and partnerships for the implementation phase. your role will be central to achieving success. The integration of your expertise is essential to making the post-2015 agenda truly inclusive, just as it will be in operationalizing the results of the climate talks in Paris next December. I welcome the initiative of DOSIP to place intergenerational exchanges at the center of the discussion of this symposium. Safeguarding the knowledge and wisdom of older generations is key to learning the lessons of the past. But involving future leaders of the indigenous communities in this process is key to empowering them to build a world in which peace, rights, and well-being will be a reality for all. I wish you a very productive exchange over the next couple of days, and thank you very much for having invited me to come and speak to you.
Muchas gracias, señor Moll, por esas palabras. Definitivamente es un desafío para nosotros y estoy seguro que las tomaremos. Y contar siempre con el apoyo de esta casa de las Naciones Unidas acá en Ginebra, pues es una cosa que nos alienta, nos apoya moralmente para continuar en nuestro trabajo. Muchísimas gracias, porque sabemos que a partir del 77 ustedes han tenido una apertura muy, muy buena, muy decisiva en el apoyo a los pueblos indígenas. Y como usted bien lo menciona, los pasos que se han dado son importantísimos, tanto en la creación de las instancias de Naciones Unidas como en los instrumentos internacionales de protección de los derechos de nuestros pueblos. Y el compromiso es seguir trabajando en conjunto. Sabemos que es muy duro el trabajo que nos viene. La juventud tiene un gran reto para el futuro, pero aquí estaremos. Muchas gracias.
Muchas gracias a usted y mucha suerte con sus palabras y sus deliberaciones aquí. Y estamos todos con ustedes. Hasta muy pronto. Gracias.
Bueno, para continuar nuestro programa de los señores que vienen a compartir con nosotros, tenemos la presencia del señor Jean-Louis Bill, jefe de la Unidad de Gobernanza, Democracia, Género y Derechos Humanos de la Comisión Europea. Y queremos escucharlo y gracias al apoyo de ellos que nos lo dieron decididamente, pues podemos estar realizando hoy esta reunión apoyado con el DOSIP también, pero a la Unión Europea le debemos mucho este gran apoyo. Tiene usted la palabra, señor Jean-Louis.
First of all, thank you to you all to have invited me to participate to this historical symposium. I'm extremely honored to be with you today in this room, where about 38 years ago, the first international conference against discrimination of indigenous people took place here in Geneva. I believe it's very important to have conscience of who we are and where we go if we can decide, or where we are going, let's say. And this is in that context that transmission of knowledge and experiences between generations is a crucial element. It represents a strength for a future generation, and this is of particular importance and relevance for the European Union, as Europe, as you know, is made of cultural diversity. My participation to this event today is also an acknowledgement of this fact, and it underlines the importance of that diversity. As you know much better than me, Indigenous people rights have been a EU priority. It has committed to revise its policies in line with the 2007 declaration, the final documents of the 2014 World Conferences of last year. And this is actually one of the priority that the EU has put in its human rights action plan that is now under discussion in Brussels and that should be adopted by July this year. I'm delighted that some of the participants who are present today in this symposium were the early activists of 2077. Equally, it's with a lot of pleasure that I noted that two participants or two members of the organizing committee of this symposium honored our consultation of 26 April in New York with their presence. I now want to refer to Mary Simat and Wilton Littlechild. So thank you again for being our partners in this process and accompanying us during this long journey. I will not give a long speech because it's not for me to tell you. It's for you to tell us, and not only to us here on the desk in front of you, but to the generation, to the young people, what your experience were and what you intended and how you've built up the whole story. So I should now keep silence and give the floor to all of you and listen carefully. Thank you again, and thank you to David and his kindness for organizing and picking me up at the door. Thank you so much.
Muchas gracias, Jean-Louis, por sus palabras de apoyo, aliento a nuestro trabajo. También quiero que le haga extensivo un saludo de nuestra parte a Sylvie Prévieux, que ya estuvo con nosotros en el primer simposio y ahora tenemos, pues, de una manera práctica y concreta la realización de este segundo, y de esa manera esperamos seguir colaborando mutuamente con nuestros pueblos en esta lucha, en este trabajo tan decisivo y desafiante que tenemos por delante, ¿no? Estábamos aquí oyendo algunas historias de compañeros que se han estado presentando. No sé si alguno de ustedes tiene alguna pregunta para Jean-Louis. Lo dejamos abierto, si no continuamos con nuestras presentaciones, que son tan alentadoras, escuchando ahora a Joe Laferty, creo que es, de su historia de apoyo, de desarrollo, cómo se involucró en todo esto. Pues son enseñanzas que nos transmiten para el futuro a las futuras generaciones que aquí están presentes, ¿no?